Now to Tasmania, where neither the Liberals nor Labor have secured a majority following Saturday's election. The divisive proposed Macquarie Point AFL Stadium could be on the line as the major parties begin negotiations with the crossbench to form government. Political reporter Noah Seckham was on the ground in Hobart on election day.
It was a rather freezing and dreary day to face the polling booth for Tasmanians across the state. But the weather didn't stop a dedicated group of campaigners from rallying in support of the proposed AFL stadium. Mark Brown is the creator of the Yes to the Team, Yes to the Stadium Facebook page, which has garnered over 20,000 members.
Just getting everyone to sort of, you know, he's got the same belief I have, is that we want this stadium for Tasmania. We need this stadium to give our young kids that aspiration now of wanting to play AFL football and not having to, you know, mostly leave the state to fulfil that dream.
Mr Brown says now is the time to build the stadium, despite calls from health, education and welfare advocates to reprioritise funding.
I mean, the budget's, yeah, I admit it's not in a great position, but the thing is, we don't build this, we're going to lose, once it's built, over $200 million a year coming into our economy.
And he's not alone. Fellow supporters Tiana and Graham say an AFL team for Tasmania is well overdue.
I played for Clarence here in Hobart for a couple of years. Look, this is just a big drive. We deserve this team. We've deserved this team for a very long time. The only thing that brings people into Tassie is Dark Mofo. Could you imagine Dark Mofo under a roof stadium? How wicked that would be.
I've been behind it 100%. We deserve it. We really do. It's our time. So when we got the licence, that was just amazing. And we need facilities that support elite football.
Hundreds of supporters walked from the Cricket Association Oval in the Queen's Domain and down to the North Hobart Oval, joined by a few pro-stadium Liberal MPs. But despite this vocal movement on the day of the election, nearly a third of voters have so far chosen anti-stadium Independent and Greens candidates. For young Tasmanians, it was a frustrating part of the campaign.
I don't think young Tasmanians were communicated to. I think they see the AFL events thing, young people things, when all young people want is to be able to go to the doctor, to go to uni, housing. So yeah, honestly, I'm just feeling, I wouldn't even say let down, because I expected this.
Liberal Premier Jeremy Rockliffe declared victory before securing confidence and supply.
We must work together, respect the will of the people, be mature, be pragmatic, but most of all, work in the best interests of all Tasmanians.
But the numbers show neither the Liberals or Labor can form a majority, putting the island state back where it started over a month ago. However, there was a slight change in this election, which came from the success of Independents over Labor in the electorates in and around Hobart. Incumbent Independent MP Christy Johnston was the first to win in Clark, just 2 hours after the polls closed.
It's certainly a reflection, I think, of what the community have been telling me over the election campaign and over the last year, the last term of Parliament. They are really disgruntled with both major parties. They're looking for independents to hold them to account. Clark isn't afraid of electing independents, and hopefully they've done it again strongly this time.
The second independent to secure a seat was Peter George, who ran for the seat of Franklin at the federal election and came second to Labor Minister Julie Collins. This time around, it was a clear victory for Mr George as the first numbers rolled in, but he says it was still a surprise.
It is extraordinary. There is a zeitgeist. There's this momentum for change in Tasmania where the old parties are no longer serving people, they're serving their corporate interests. Until today, I didn't really believe we'd win.
For supporters of Peter George, it's been a long time coming.
Because he's a person that cares and he knows how important Tasmania is and how people care and want it to be valued.
Both independents are calling for improved government transparency and integrity, and like almost all other crossbenchers, they do not support the stadium. Greens leader Rosalie Woodruff was the next leader to speak to the tally room, echoing calls to Labor to be open to collaboration.
Finally, I have a message for Dean Winter. After last year's election, Labor decided not to even try to form government with the Greens. Yes, there are differences, but the Greens and Labor have a lot in common too.
And as Labor leader Dean Winter took to the stage at 10:30 p.m, he conceded his party must respect the vote and consider forming an alliance with the Greens and the Independents.
And I want to be clear that I'm not going to be trading away any of Labor's policies or any of our values. If the Liberals are unable to form a government, another election is not an option. But fundamentally, what Tasmanians have asked us to do is collaborate on the big challenges that face our state, and there are many.
Three seats remain in doubt, with the Liberals holding 14, Labor on 9, Greens on 5, and the rest on 4. The race is now on between Jeremy Rockliffe and Dean Winter as to who can negotiate with the crossbench, secure supply and confidence, and be sworn in by the Governor. But with days and possibly weeks until the final outcome is known, it's hard to say what will happen and who the Premier will be. But for Tasmanians who have had 4 state elections in the last 7 years, all they can do now is hope the next Parliament will hold together for long enough to not return to the polls anytime soon.
That was CRN political reporter Noah Seckham with that report.